we recruited well in the close season, and we're doing particularly well at the moment, despite our injury situation.
And the thing is, you recruited quite early on, didn't you? You started the process for this season at the back end of last year. So has that stood you in good stead, do you think?
I think so, yeah. You know, the management team are very proactive in identifying players, and as I say, we've done particularly well in that respect.
You're up against some big sides in this division, and surely, of course, a massive club at this level, but teams with big budgets, AFC filed atop of the table. How well do you think you are doing in comparison to those, and how difficult is it trying to compete with teams like that?
Obviously, there's a decided advantage for someone, for a club who's full-time. Kidderminster are full-time, filed are full-time. So they start with a head advantage, don't they? We're doing OK at the moment, and as you quite rightly said, it's a tough league, and there are a number of clubs who are spending quite heavily. But that doesn't necessarily always guarantee you success. We'll continue to do what we're doing, and hopefully we can be successful.
You brought one or two good signings in recently as well. Alex Samisadda, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Ken. Everyone's getting their tongue around that one. What potential is there from him, and how well have you done to get him from Bolton?
I think we've done particularly well to get him. We have a good relationship with Bolton Wanderers, and Alex has come in. He's only played 20 minutes of football for us, come off the substitute bench twice and scored twice, so he can't do very much better than that, can he?
I'm sure you would like more goals, but you've had a lot of clean sheets, about a dozen clean sheets already. The success so far has been founded on strong defence, hasn't it?
Very much so. You know, if you look at the goals against, we've got the best goals against in the league. We could do with scoring a few more goals, as you quite rightly said. But there have been games where we've dominated and created chances and, you know, perhaps not taken advantage of that and by scoring more goals. But, you know, I'm certainly not complaining at the moment.
Yeah, well, you got four on Saturday against Gloucester City.
Yeah, Gloucester are a good side. You know, perhaps the scoreline flattered us a little bit. Their keeper was at fault for the second goal. We got a penalty late in the game. So, you know, we were perhaps a little bit fortunate with a 4-1 scoreline, but it just makes up for the times when we've battered clubs and won 1-0.
A Chorley fan was telling me that Stephen Jordan has been particularly impressive. How good a signing has he proved to be, the former Burnley and Fleetwood defender?
He's done absolutely brilliantly for us. He's a composed footballer, an experienced footballer, of course, and he brings a lot to the dressing room. And during the 90 minutes on a Saturday.
You've done well to get him, haven't you, really? Well, I mean, you consider last season he was playing at League One level in the Football League.
Yeah, I think his personal circumstances were such that he wanted to do something, you know, as well as football.
I've got to mention Darren Stevenson, who scored a lot of goals for you last season. You then sold him, I think, for a record fee, didn't you, to Tranmere. But he's now gone to AFC Fylde. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
Obviously, we have a good relationship with Darren, and I was a little bit nonplussed to see that he'd gone to Fylde, particularly when we're due to play them very shortly, and he's likely to be playing against us. Good player, good attitude. Had he become available, you know, a few weeks ago, then we would have jumped at the opportunity. But we're a little bit stronger on, you know, Gonzalez is coming fit again. We've got the young lad from Bolton, as we've discussed. So you can only take so many players.
I've got to ask you about Michael Finnegan, who's a well-known psychologist, sports psychologist, who's been involved with the European Ryder Cup team. How did that come about, Ken?
Well, Michael's a big Chorley fan. He used to live round the corner and attends a lot of the games. You know, having talked to him on a number of occasions, you know, he offered his services, if that's the right thing. And, you know, he's done a little bit with the officials at the football club. He's done a little bit with the playing side. He's got a great attitude, and we're delighted to have him and his experience, you know, on board at the football club.
And do you think it's working? Do you think it's rubbing off? Is he second?
It looks like it at the moment, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah, he's very enthusiastic individual, and the sessions that he puts on are very, very good.
And just looking further ahead, you mentioned that you've got AFC filed. It's a double header over Christmas. We're not that far away now, 5 weeks. They're shaping up to be two hugely important local fixtures with big crowds potentially as well.
Yeah, I would agree there. Local rivals, of course. You know, I would be telling lies if I said I wasn't envious of what they've achieved at that football club. You know, they've got a new ground facility there. The gates are up, the top of the league. They've got the leading goal scorer. So, obviously, we'll be ready for the games. And they're always close. I don't see it being any different in the next two games that we play.
And just finally, Ken, you've been associated with Chorley for how many years now as a coach and as a manager and as a chairman and director? How long are we talking?
I've not counted, to be honest. It's 20-odd years, something like that, yeah.
And you're still very much attached to the club and love attending games and being part of it?
Yeah, it's football's a drug. You know, you've played, you've coached, you've managed. I'm the chairman now. So, you know, I enjoy the role. Still enjoy going to football matches. You know, I went watching Ratcliffe Borough last night play Cone, because we have a player there out on loan at Cone, to just see how Jack was doing. But yeah, I still go out and watch other games. You don't lose that. You know, it just gets you out and watching football.
Ken, I can't let you go without asking you. It's virtually 30 years to the week since Chorley pulled off a very famous FA Cup win against Wolverhampton Wanderers. You were the manager at the time. That must bring back fond memories still.
It does indeed, yeah. I mean, you know, it couldn't happen anymore. They wouldn't let us play at Victory Park, so we had to take it to Bolton Wanderers. We played them there and drew. Went down to Molineux, drew again. Back to Bolton and beat them quite easily, actually, you know, on the third occasion.
What was the score?
3-1. Charlie Cooper, Mark Edwards were the goal scorers that night. It was played in terrible weather conditions, rain, pitch was heavy. People perhaps say that suited us, but didn't bother me at the time.
And then you went on to play Preston North End. You pulled them out of the hat in the second round, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that was a fantastic personal experience going to Blackburn. I think it was over 16,000 people there, which was phenomenal in you know, for a local derby, generated interest locally. Drew the game. Had to go back on the plastic, which we weren't too thrilled about, and they battered us on there, to be fair. But happy days, yeah.